Welcome back to Butch Butler's Field. I'm Mark Kansas. Your Delta Panthers get ready to take on the Montezuma Cortez Panthers here at the 3A State Baseball Tournament. The Panthers, of course, the number 7 seed coming in, and the Montezuma Cortez Panthers, the number 5. The winner of this game will face the number 2 seeded University Bulldogs next week in the semifinal and final rounds of the tournament. Well, it'll be the, I guess, semifinal round. It'll be in the consolation brackets. The University was knocked out by Colorado Academy yesterday, 5-4, and they will play Eaton next weekend. The number 1 seeded Eaton. Colorado Academy is the 11 seed. So just 5 teams left in the tournament, and after this game, there will be, we will be down to the final 4. Take a look at the starters now, starting with the visiting team, which is your Delta Panthers, because they are the lower seed here. Leading off will be Landon Kennel. He'll be out at third base today, followed by shortstop Landon Clay. Then it'll be the catcher, Luke Gastineau, batting third. Batting fourth will be the right fielder, Ty Reed. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rylan Bynum. In the sixth hole will be today's starting pitcher, Braden Sprouse. Batting seventh, and in left field, Connor Workman, the designated hitter, will bat eighth. That's Evan Ficklin. He's batting for the center fielder, Brett Leho. And then batting ninth will be the second baseman, Jesse Delgado. Starters for the Cortez Panthers. Leading off will be the shortstop, Corey Carver. Batting second will be the second baseman, Evan Lemunyan. In the three hole, their starting pitcher, Jake Blackmer. In the cleanup spot, the third baseman, Darren Daves. Batting fifth, the backstop for Cortez, Braden Holman. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Miles Frost. In the seven hole, be the left fielder, Parker Conrad. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Bobby Wright. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Gabriel Crowley. The Delta has had both of their games here in the tournament. The first one against University and the one yesterday against Bayfield, at least delayed, if not postponed, because of weather. The game against University was postponed until yesterday morning, where Delta tried to complete their comeback, but fell short 13-12 to end up in the consolation bracket. Then yesterday at Bayfield, I think we had about a 2.5-hour weather delay because of lightning, and Delta again mounted a big comeback, being down 6-0 until the sixth inning, where Delta scored 11 runs with 2 outs, and then ultimately beat the Wolverines 12-6 after that weather delay. So again, this is an elimination game. Peak-to-peak and Bayfield, as well as Coleridge, have all been eliminated from the field. Coleridge was eliminated by University earlier today by a score of 10-0 in 6 innings. So it's the Battle of the Panthers. If you'll remember, earlier this year, Cortez knocked off Delta in non-conference regular season action. Delta had the lead in that game after 3 innings, and then Cortez able to come back and get the victory. So introductions have been made, and the team's just waiting to take the field here. The Cortez Panthers will be in the field first. Delta will be at the plate to start. Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep. And that place is State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer, as you covered, call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. And the Delta County Independent, your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. They want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting their website at deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out their local news and sports from around the Delta area. If you want to advertise, get in touch to request more information by visiting their website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed. Jake Blackmer finishing his warm-up tosses, and out comes Landon Kimmel from the Delta dugout. Kimmel's had a good tournament so far, productive at the plate. He also pitched in yesterday's game against Mason. He leads it off here against Cortez. First pitch sponsored by Choco Chive, and here it comes. That one is on the inside corner for a strike. Delta needs to jump out here early against Cortez. I don't think they can rest on their laurels like they have the last two games and try to mount a big comeback. They need to get to Blackmer early and often. The pitch, that catches the inside corner for a strike. They need to get to him early and often. I'm not sure how deep Cortez's pitching staff goes today. Blackmer might be all they have, as Kennel will foul that one off. That's one of the drawbacks of a tournament like that, like this. If you get to your third game of the weekend and you're light in the pitching department. Delta's got Braden Sprout. I'm pretty sure they have Ty Reed available as well, as he pitched on Friday and did not reach the limit. Here's the pitch. It's on the inside corner for a called strike three. So not a good way to start for Delta. They need to start swinging the bat if Landon Clay will come to the plate. So I think the only pitcher Delta does not have available today is Kennel. It is the pitch from Blackmer. Going to bounce at the plate for ball one. That pitch misses the zone for ball two. That one will be fouled back. So it is 2-1 now to Clay. And the pitch. Wow. That was a high strike call. Is apparently on the inside corner just below the shoulders. The pitch, that's going to hit Lando. So Clay will be on it first. And Luke Gastineau will come to the plate.
Now,
Gastineau steps in from the left side with the righty Blackmer. Gastineau has been dealing with a bruised left foot that he fouled a ball off of in the game on Friday. I'm actually informed by the trainer that it's a bruised right foot, and he had rolled his left ankle in warm-up. So Luke's a little banged up, but he's out there producing. He does take strike one on the first pitch. That one will miss the zone, and the count's even. Little inside information for you here. You get that when you sit next to the trainer. So Clay with a good lead off of first, held on by Frost. He's going. The pitch is out of the zone. The throw down was low, and Clay will have the stolen base. So it'll be 2-1 to Luke. He steps back in. The pitch. This is outside. It'll be 3-1 to the Delta backstop. The pitch. On the outside corner, Gastineau thought it was ball four. Had exited the box, was on his way to first, but he comes back now. Blackmer stares, and he's got his sign. The payoff pitch to Gastineau. This one's going to be a base hit into right field. Clay going to be waved around third. An RBI single for Gastineau gets Delta on the board here in the top of the first inning. So Delta, an uncharacteristic territory for this state tournament. They are on the board first. So Chaz Wilkes comes in to run for Gastineau. And Ty Reed will come to the plate. Signs come in from the third base coach, Steve Ryers, also the head coach for this staff. Of course, the assistant coaches, Paul Sheen, Keaton Ryer, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, Keith. Nate Workman. And the major, Frank Hernandez. The pitch. On the ground in the hole on the left side and through. That's the base hit. Back-to-back singles for Delta. And with one out, Delta has something cooking. Wilkes, the second on the hit, and Ryland Bynum to the plate. Bynum steps into the right side, right on right. Bynum looking to avoid a ground ball here that could be rolled for a double play. The pitch. This is the zone low, and 1-0 to the Delta first baseman. Blackmer sets and delivers. That one misses the zone, and it's 2-0. Bynum steps out, now back in. Blackmer comes set. And the pitch. This one's right back at him off of Blackmer's glove. Shortstop comes over, and Bynum will have an infield hit. As he is safe at first, the shortstop, Carver, had to come all the way across the bag to make that play. And here comes the head coach for Cortez for an early mound visit. Mm-hmm. Their head coach is Tim Tapple. Actually, this is looks like one of the assistants, possibly the pitching coach. It might be Jason Hernandez. Delta has bases loaded and one out here, and Braden Sprout, the pitcher, coming to the plate. Fredo looking to help his cause. Blackmer sets, and the pitch. Fredo takes strike one on the outside corner. Wilkes is the runner at third, Reed at second, Bynum at first, and a swing and miss at a pitch in the dirt by Grado. So now he's going to have to be tough with two. Workman waits on deck if we get that far. Here's the pitch. This one is a base hit through the hole on the right side. One run will score. They're going to send Reed from second. Throw is offline. And that is a 2-RBI single for Sprout, and Connor Workman will come to the plate as Wilkes and Reed both scored. Bynum ends up at third, and Delta leads 3-0 here in the top of the first inning. So runners on the corners for Workman, and still just the one out. Blackmer sets and delivers. Connor takes the breaking ball at the knees. That's strike one. He'll lead down at first by Sprout. He's got speed down there, and Blackmer knows it. He'll throw over, try to keep him close. Frost holding Sprout on. The pitch is Fredo's off and running. It's a hit and run. Workman hits it in the hole on the left side. That'll be an RBI single as Sprout goes first to third. Bynum scores, and Delta leads 4-0. Still early, top of the first, but Delta looking to jump way out in front with Evan Sicklin coming to the plate. He had a 3-run no-doubter over the left field fence over at University High School yesterday. At that point, it put Delta up 11-6 in their game against Bayfield. As Blackmer will check Workman over at first. He's got speed down there. He's going. This one's on the ground over the bag at third, but it was outside and foul. Like Steve Ryer had the hit and run on once again. Again, Workman with a good lead over there at first. Frost holding him on. Not going this time, and that ball is spiked to the plate, blocked by Haldeman. And Workman not able to advance. Count even at one now to Sicklin. Blackmer stirs in, comes set, and he'll spin, throw over to first, not in time to get Connor. Sprout the runner at third. Blackmer has his time. He'll deliver, pitches low, Workman on the move, he'll steal. Second. So it'll be 2-1 to Sicklin. Delta with a couple of runners in scoring position. Long look in for Blackmer. Finally has a sign of life. Timeout called by Sicklin at the plate. Actually, that timeout may have been called by Hallman as he's trotting out to talk to Blackmer. Trying to get on the same page here. Bicklin would love to add two more RBIs to his team-leading total. Blackmer sets. And the pitch. That misses for ball three. Hitter's count, 3-1 delivery from Blackmer. That was low, and it's a 5-pitch walk to load the bases. And now Jesse Delgado will come to the plate as Allman is back out to the mound to talk to Blackmer. Again, I think Cortez is going to try to ride Blackmer as long as they can here.
Number 21, Jesse.
So Delgado looking to really blow this game open with a base hit. Sprout the runner at third. Workman at second. Bicklin at first. Here's the pitch. This is the zone. Ball one. Delta's batted through their lineup here in the top of the first inning. Delgado, the ninth batter to come to the plate. The pitch. That's going to hit him. So he'll get an RBI the hard way. As Delta adds to their lead, it is 5-0 now in the top of the order coming back to the plate. As Landon Fennell, who struck out looking for the first out in the inning, will come back up. And the field umpire calling time now. Kennel will step out now back in. Here's the pitch from Blackmer. It's spiked at the plate, bounces off the helmet of Hallman, which keeps it in front of him. One ball, no strike. Workman, the runner at third. Bicklin at second. Delgado at first. As Bicklin would love to unload the bases here. It's a chopper to third. Third baseman comes home. They get the force there. That's the only out they can get. Dave threw a strike to Hallman, who's standing on home, to get Workman. So with two outs and runners at second and third. Actually, sorry, bases are loaded. Still with two outs, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando was hit by a pitch and scored Delta's first run earlier this inning. Again, Delta is up 5-0 here in the top of the first inning. Again, bases loaded. Looking to extend the lead. Here's the pitch to Clay. It's low. Blocked by Hallman. Blackmer trying to keep the ball low in the zone, and Hallman, I'll be honest, doing a great job of keeping the pitches that are in the dirt in front of him. Here's the pitch. It's the chopper to third. The third baseman Dave's up with it. On the first to retire Delta, but not before Delta strikes first and strikes often. They lead 5-0 here as we will head to the Cortez half of the first inning. Same in creations in Delta, creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. That's 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience. The Delta County School District would like to wish all of their students a happy and safe summer vacation. Together, the Delta County School District creates a safe and caring environment that includes all so they can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it, so study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District, caring, challenging learning, every student, every day. So, Brayden Sprout comes out, the senior, considered the ace of the staff. He came in relief yesterday against Bayfield and hit two perfect innings to preserve Delta's victory after the weather delay. He will face Carver, Lemunyan, and Blackmer. Brayden, one of the two lefty pitchers on this pitching staff. Donovan Raley, the other. We haven't seen Donnie yet this weekend. So Carver will step in right on left. He's got some work to do for his team as Delta leads 5-0 here in the first inning. It's the pitch. That'll miss the outside corner for a ball. Brado likes to nibble on the corners. We'll see if this umpire allows him to do so. The 1-0 is lined into center for a base hit. Leho up with it. Nope, Leho bobbles it. He throws it to second, and Carver will be in safely. It's a single, and then we'll take second on the error. So Cortez will immediately have a runner in scoring position, and Evan Lemunyan will come to the plate. Carver was running hard out of the box, and when he saw Leho bobble the ball out there in center, he quickly turned the corner at first and goes headfirst into second safely. Left on left now with Lemunyan. Here's the pitch. The runner's going. The pitch is in the dirt and bounces beyond Gastineau. That'll be a stolen base for Carver. And Lemunyan's at the plate with a 1-0 count. Brado stares in. Here's the pitch. This is going to be popped up foul out of play on the right side, and the count will be even at one. Lemunyan steps out, now back in. There's the pitch from Brado. That's top foul at the plate, and it'll be 1-2 to the Cortez second baseman. On deck batter, Blackmer hustles over to pick up that foul ball. Brado has the sign. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three on the fastball, low and away. And the first out is the first strikeout for Brado. And Jake Blackmer will come to the plate. Blackmer. Sprout's counterpart for Cortez, their starting pitcher today. We'll step in right on left. He'll dig in that back foot, and Sprout will work the pitch. That'll miss low and inside. Blackman steps out of the batting gloves, no steps back in. Great effect. And the pitch. Could not entice Blackmore to swing at that one, and it's 2-0. Again, the winner of this game to face University next week. Pitch. That misses low. Let's see if Blackmer is taking here or he's given the green light 3-0. Sprout comes set and delivers. That's a strike right down on Broad Street. So Blackmer was taking. Home plate umpire coming over to talk to Tim Tassel. And he will let his dugout know that the chants are not allowed. They were chanting 3-0, and that apparently is not allowed. So Bredo stares in. He's set now. Here's the 3-1 pitch. He's going to foul off on the right side. So your team is allowed to cheer from the dugout. They just can't chant the way that Cortez was doing. It's interesting because I don't think anything was said yesterday when Bayfield was doing the same thing. So the first base umpire was just hollering at the Bayfield shortstop and Steve Ryer to stop communicating on the field as they were having a small squabble. That's a swing and a miss from Blackmer. The second strikeout and the second out of this inning.
Yeah.
I think Grado's hit a little off that one. It was an off-speed pitch, and Blackmer not able to catch up with it. So that'll bring Darren James to the plate, and he's another lefty on this Cortez staff, so he'll be left on left. Sprout stares in. He's ready now, and the pitch. This is outside. Dave steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses high. And it'll be 2-0 to the Cortez, third baseman. Sprout sets and delivers. It's low, and it's, again, 3-0 to the batter. Bredo was able to battle back 3-0 to get a strike out on Blackmore. We'll see if he can do the same to Dave. Here's the pitch. That's right down the middle for a strike. So it's 3-1. Long look in for Sprout. Got his sign. Here's the pitch. That misses the outside corner. And that's a 5-pitch walk to Dave. That'll put runners at the corners.
Dave doesn't walk the runners on the corners. Right.
Gastineau looking to the dugout, and Steve Ryers gives him the sign for what he wants Gastineau to do with runners on the corners. They have a play on. As Graydon Holman, the catcher, will come to the plate. he'll move dirt around in the right-handed batter's box. Now he steps in. Dave's with a good lead down at first. Bynum holding him on. The runner at third is Carver. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. Carver led this inning off with a single. Reached second on an error by the center fielder when he was trying to field the ball and then quickly stole second. He's been out at third base ever since. Here's the 1-0 pitch as the runner's going. This is going to be hit in the air to left, and it's beyond Workman. One run will score. They're going to wave A's around from first, and that'll be a two-run, two-out double for Coleman. And Cortez checks into Delta's lead as it's now 5-2 here in the bottom of the first. So we'll see if we get a courtesy runner out here. It looks like we might. The courtesy runner looks like it is. Going to be like Gabriel, not Gabriel Crowley, it can't be. I'll see if I can get the number on that courtesy runner, but Miles Frost is at the plate. Here's the pitch. It's a swing and a miss. Fredo stares in, he's got his sign. Here's a pitch to the righty first baseman. That's fouled off of Gastineau. And Umbredo quickly up 0-2 on the batter Frost. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Delta leads 5-2. The 0-2 pitch. Strike three called on the inside corner, and three pitches. Frost will go put the glove on and head back out to first, as that will end the inning. Third strikeout for Bredo in the game. And at the end of one, Delta leads 5-2. Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Clyde's Cafe in Delta. Clyde's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. I love those cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Clyde's Cafe, open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats. Since 1935, Daddy Scale and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your job done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-offs, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, solder coating, and sandblasting, so much more as well. Call today at 874-7518, Dowdy Steel and Machine, the expertise to get the project done right. So Blackmer will come out to start the second inning. He is going to face 3-4-5 in the Delta order, so the heart of the order. Luke Gastineau to lead off, who had an RBI single in the last inning. Delta had a 5-run first, so they're looking to keep that momentum going. Here's the pitch. This is low and outside for a ball. Blackman's got his sign, kicks and fires. It's fouled off the plate and then off of Gastineau. It evens the count up at one. Castro steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Catches the outside corner, and now Luke's going to have to be tough with two. The pitch. This is outside, and evens the count. Jack Crow again steps back into the left side batter's box, and the pitch on the ground to the shortstop Carver, and the throw inside to get Gastineau at first. One out, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Last inning, Delta got the first out, the leadoff batter, and then scored five. So we'll see if the same can ring true here in the top of the second. Reed singled and scored in that first. Here's the pitch. That's going to be lined through the hole on the left side, almost identical to the hit he had in the first inning. So he's on first with a single, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. He had a single and scored a run. As it looks like we're going to get a pinch runner here as Donnie Raley is coming in to pinch for Reed. Not sure if this is just to get Donnie into the game. And or if they're going to send Ty to the, looks like Ty's going to the bullpen to warm up. So he may be coming into pitch here in the bottom of the second, or they might just be getting him ready and loosened up for later in the game. Blackmer looks over at Raley at first. He's got a good lead. Held on by Frost, throw over. Donnie back in time at first. It's almost Donnie's just daring him to throw over. Donnie can be a character in the clubhouse tracking this team up, but he's all business out there on the field. There's the pitch. That misses low to Bynum. Ball one. Blackhurst again. Looks over at Raley, comes set. And the pitch. That's in the dirt, 2-0. Bynum steps out and gets the signs from Steve Ryer down to third. And here's the pitch. That's high and tight for ball three. Bynum steps back in, right on right to Blackmer. Here's the 3-0, and Bynum's taking all the way. Takes strike one. Still a hitter's count here, 3-1 to Bynum. See what Ryer has dialed up. The pitch is hit deep into center field. The center fielder lost track of it, and it is going to be off the wall. And Bynum having to get back to the bag quickly. He's in under the tag. Ryer held Raley up. Bynum did not pick up Ryer as he rounded second and almost ran into trouble as he got caught off the bag at second to throw from the center fielder Crowley, who lost the ball and had to go over his head. Almost redeemed himself with a good throw to Carver at second. I think that was Lemunyan at second, but Bynum back in diving, and he'll have himself a double. So that'll bring Sprout to the plate. He had a 2 RBI single and a run scored last inning. Looking to help his cause even more. The pitch is low, blocked by Holman. So pinch runner Raley at third, Bynum at second. Blackner set. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. It's 2-0. Runners with their leads. Blackmer kicks and fires. That misses outside, so again, it's 3-0 to the batter. Let's see if Sprout has the green light. Here's the pitch. A 4-pitch walk to Sprout to load the bases, and Connor Workman will come to the plate, and here comes Tim Tassel. So Delta loaded the bases in the first and was able to capitalize, scoring 5 runs in the inning. Almost the same situation with Workman coming to the plate. So Holman comes back to the bat, to the behind the plate. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change as Darren Days will head to the bump. Are you ready to have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can make your dreams a reality. They have hundreds of options in colors, wooden door styles to satisfy every design. Their in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. Don't put it off any longer. Stop in their showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. Located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, visit them online at deltacabinetcompany.com. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn, and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, or maintain your home, plus everything in between with all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Torrance, Scott's, and so much more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place. Blackmer will head to third, and Dings will head to the mound. They just trade spots. Bases loaded with one out, and Connor Workman coming to the plate. Same situation Connor was in the first, and he grounded out to third. He got the force at home. The pitch popped up. The shortstop Carver underneath it makes the catch. Infield fly called by the home plate umpire. So it was an out regardless. But Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. Ed's threw the two-out walk in the first. He's looking to drive this one somewhere, though, with the bases loaded. That pitch is in the dirt for a ball. I think he'd like to drive it over the left field fence for a grand slam, but we'll see what happens. Here's the 1-0 from Dave. It's low. Base is full of Panthers, so nowhere to put Ficklin. Got to put something in the strike zone here if you're Darren Dish. The pitch. Misses inside. that's ball three. Dugout yelling at Dave to challenge Ficklin now 3-0, the pitch. 4-pitch walk, and that's an RBI the easy way. So Delta will now extend their lead at 6-2. And Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. He was hit by a pitch, got an RBI the hard way last inning. So base is still loaded. The pitch, swing and miss. Two outs here in the bottom of the, or excuse me, top of the second. Dave has his sign and delivers. This one's going to be a sawed-off slow roller on the right side. Nobody's covering the bag at first. And they're going to say they got Delgado. Dave hustled over. Bang, bang play at first. Ross came off the bag. Dave's covered and able to get the final out of the inning. It was bang, bang, but Delta gets a run across, and it's 6-2 here as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Tyree re-enters and heads to the mound. He'll face the bottom of the lineup, 7-8-9 in the Cortez batting order. Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Jerry Ryan is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryan will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer and applicant, subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. There were pre-owned at the shop saving by from Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motor Company has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. For Toyota, a new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. So service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Ask the Hellman, ask about the Hellman Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Reed comes in to relieve Sprout. Fredo goes to center. And I believe Lejo will move to right field. So both teams making early pitching changes here. Cortez bringing in Dave in the top of the inning. Delta will match the pitching change in the bottom, bringing in Ty Reed. He will face Parker Conrad, the left fielder. Here's the pitch. That'll miss low. Reed has his sign, sets at the waist, and delivers as Conrad shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball two. Reed with a long look in. He's got his sign now. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Here's the 2-1. Liner inside the bag at first. Conrad turns the corner, but holds, and That's a solid single for Conrad to lead off the inning. Bynum made a dive at it, but it was Bynum.
Yeah.
And now Bobby Likes will come to the plate.
Number 18, Bobby Likes.
Right on right here with Conrad, the runner at first. He's got a short lead, Bynum holding him on. Reed looks over there, now comes Seth. There's the pitch. Like shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball one. Delta leads 6-2 here in the bottom of the second. No outs. Runner on first. There's the 1-0 delivery from Reed as Like again shows bunt and pulls his bat back to take ball two. Looks like Cortez might be opting to play a little small ball to get a runner in scoring position. Here with their bottom of the lineup at the plate. Reed's ready. And the pitch. Again, Like shows bunt. He offers it that one. Not sure if he tipped it or not. Ended up in Gastineau's mitt regardless, and it's 2-1. Reed's got a sign and delivers. Runners going, swinging a miss, hit and run on, throw down. Is it in time? Yes! Clay on the cover and put the tag down just before Conrad can get his hand on the bag. So with one out and the count even to Likes, Delta builds a little more momentum in their favor. Reed stares in. He's got his sign. Here's the pitch. This is high. Could not get Likes to offer at that one. The payoff pitch to Likes. Swing and miss. Strike three. 2 outs in the inning. By the way, Braden Sprout went an inning today, gave up 2 runs, both of them earned, 3 strikeouts, no walks. So Gabriel Crowley will come to the plate with 2 outs. Here's the pitch from Reed. Swing and a miss. Like Ty is dealing now. See if he comes back with a slider. The pitch. Nope, that's a fastball up and in for ball one. Now we'll see if he comes with the breaker after 2 fastballs. Here's the pitch. Well, he dropped down into that sidearm delivery, and it was low. The pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Counts even now. Reed has his sign. He'll kick and fire. Strike three called. 3rd out of the inning. 2 strikeouts in that inning for Reed. It's the Panthers of Cortez semi go in order. Well, I guess they did go in order, just not the conventional way. As Conrad led off with a single, but was top stealing at second. And then the next 2 batters, Likes and Crowley, both struck out. So Delta maintains their 6-2 advantage as they get ready to come to the plate in the third.
Eastern Appliances, because Modern Appliance Company is Delta. Modern Appliances, the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installation and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance Company today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs. Taco Time was founded with belief that fresh real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. They use 100% boneless, skinless, whole-like chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, also, and special sauces are all made fresh each morning right there in the restaurant. It's their way of assuring you get the freshest tasting food that they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. Copy order for Delta. Landon Kennel steps in. He will take one on the back of his left calf and sprint down to first. Second time he's been on base today. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first. That brings Clay back to the plate. Clay was hit by a pitch in the first inning, grounded to short. Last inning, he hit, stolen the base, and scored a run today. See what Steve Ryer has dialed up here. Darren Dave stares in, now comes home, and Clay tries to drop down a bunt, fouls it back to the backstop. Clay steps out, gets his sign, now steps back in, looking very confident as he strides to the plate. Kennel with his lead, held on by Frost. Daves comes set and delivers. Clay again shows bunt, pitches low. Counts even at one. Daves looks over at Kennel, now delivers. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side, out of play, and now Lando going to have to be tough with two. Clay opting to not wear any batting gloves, right, wipes his hand off in the grass, steps back in. This one's going to be chopped towards third. Blackmer can't make the play, but it is foul. So everybody will reset, and the count will remain 1-2. Clay steps back in. Kennel takes his lead. Dave sets and delivers. This one's bounced to the plate. Allman knocks it down. Counts even at two. Allman will call time and head out to the mound to talk to Dave. Delta leads 6-2 here in the top of the third inning. Two balls, two strikes to the shortstop Clay. Kennel with a leadoff hit by pitch, stands down there first. He'll take his lead. Dave stares in, gets a sign he likes. That delivers. This one's on the ground, inside the bag, on third. Kennel looks like he was jogging towards second. Kicks it into high gear as he rounds the bag and ends up at third. Kennel did not look like he was running at full speed as he headed to the bag at second, but he quickly turned on the jets, ended up at third on a head-first slide. With the double by Clay. And now Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Gastineau 1-for-2 with an RBI today.
And to add to that total, he's got a couple runners in scoring position to pitch. He'll take strike one. Rarely does Luke swing at the first pitch. He's a very patient batter, generally going deep into most counts. The pitch, bounce to the plate to even it. 1-1. Dave stares in, pitching out of the windup now. He kicks and fires, bounces that one to the plate. Could not find the release point on the off speed. Made it pretty easy for Holman to feel off the bounce. Here's the 2-1. That misses outside as Davies goes back to the stretch. Gaxton steps out. Man's had something in his eye there, so now step back in, left on right. A pitch. Ball four missing outside, so a 5-pitch walk to Gastineau, and bases will be loaded for the third inning in a row for Delta, and Chaz Wilson come out to run for Luke. Brings Ty Reed to the plate. He's a perfect 2-for-2 with a couple runs scored today. Ty looking to get in the RBI column with a base hit here. No outs. Dave looks in here in the top of the third. The pitch on the ground is short. Carver up with it. Goes to second to get the runner there. But that'll be an RBI fielder's choice for Reed as Kennel will score. So Wilkes will be out at second on the fielder's choice. So one out, and Ryland Bynum to the plate. Runners on the corners. Delta leads 7-2. And we'll get a courtesy runner out there at first. That's, I believe, Rayleigh. Bynum is 2-for-2 with a double and a run scored today. Runners going at first. This one's lifted into left center field. Center fielder Crowley makes the catch. Kennel will tag and score. So Clay will score from third. It'll be 8-2 Delta. And it looks like the courtesy runner at first is actually Joe Black. So Black at first, and looks like we may be getting a mound visit. Maybe. Coach out of the Tim Tassel out of the dugout talking to the umpires. I'm wondering if they're saying that Clay left early from third. So the conversation over. And Braden Sprout coming to the plate. Reno has singled and walked today, has a couple RBIs, and a run scored. Dave looks in. Here's the pitch. This one's hit on a line to right center, and Crowley with the diving catch will end the inning for Delta. Nice catch by Crowley. It was a diving liner, and he came from straightaway center into right field, moving quickly to his left to make that diving play. Delta, I think, scored 3 runs that inning. Nope, just the two. When it's 8-2, is I put an extra run in the book when I shouldn't have. So once again, Delta leads 8-2. Here we head to the bottom of the third. Ty Reed will be facing the top of the order, 1-2-3 for the Panthers. Delta Health knows the reasons you trust them to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why the people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and even being there through their end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health is are measured in the important life moments that they can be a part of, and the reasons why they love working here. See more reasons why their patients and employees choose Delta Health? Visit DeltaHealthCo.org. Delta Health, the county-wide healthcare system. And there's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. Nine Stories Creative makes commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, they have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media you advertise. Nine Stories Creative has been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years. Find out how they can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find them on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative. Here's the pitch to Corey Carver. That's on the ground to short. Play up with it. The throw in time to stretch by Bynum. And there's one out. That will bring Evan Lemunyan to the plate. Lemunyan struck out swinging, one of 3 strikeouts that starter Braden Sprout had. Be left on right now. Here's the pitch from Reed. That misses the outside corner. Reed stares in. Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. So baseball, a game of inches, and that might have been even less than an inch there between a ball and a strike, but the count's even. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. That, I believe, was the breaking ball, and it's 1-2 to the Cortez second baseman. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled off to the backstop. Is it off-speed pitch from Reed and Lemunyan way out in front? He was 3/4 of the way around in his swing before making contact with that one. Here's the pitch. Goes on the ground to first. Bynum scoops it and steps on the back. So with 2 outs, Jake Blackmore will come to the plate. He struck out for the second out of the first inning. He was the starting pitcher for Cortez today. He lasted an inning. Reed sets at the waist and delivers. This is outside. Reed sets, and the pitch. That's a strike. Elevated in the zone, but still in the zone, and the count's even. Reed gets his side. Kicks and fires. One fouled off on the right side out of play, and Reed will be up in the count 1-2. Long look in for Reed. Shakes off a sign, shakes off another. Now he's ready. There's the 1-2 deliver. This one will be fouled off on the right side. Bynum giving chase, but it'll be out of play. So the battle continues here between Reed and Blackman. Ty stares in, and he's ready. Timeout called. Gaston calling for the signs again. From Keith Meyer in the dugout. So they run through it again, and Reed sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and once again, the Cortez Panthers go in order, and Reed records his third strikeout of the game. Delta maintains the 8-2 advantage as we head to the fourth inning. You need help to relax, or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it, Nikki at the Sunflower Room, help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Today she believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available, but 874-2939 for Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rate for your auto and renter's insurance today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Well, Darren Daves comes out to start the third, and he will face the bottom of Delta's lineup, starting with Connor Workman. Here's the pitch to Connor. It takes strike one. That pitch misses low, and the count's even. There'll be one more game to follow this. That's Eaton against Colorado Academy. As this pitch will be popped up into foul territory. Blackmore over makes the play. And there's one out. So this will be the final game for both of these Panthers squads today. The winner will advance to face University in the first game next week. As Evan Strickland steps to the plate, he's walked twice today. Does have an RBI. He'll take strike one. Here's the pitch. That's a strike at the knees. The 0-2 called strike three, and Strickland cannot believe it. So with two outs, Jesse Delgado will come to the plate.
Number 21, Jesse Delgado.
Delgado takes strike one. This one's chopped foul on the left side. So Delgado steps out, now back in. And the pitch. He'll take strike three. Right down the middle. So a couple of strikeouts for Dave gets them out of the inning. They'll be going in order. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, Delta still leads 8-2. The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper providing quality news coverage since 1883, the Delta County Independent, the official newspaper of record, and covers all of Delta County. They want to hear from you. Submit your short ideas by visiting their website at DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch and request more information by visiting their website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed. And in Creations on Main and Delta, creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping today at Creations on Main. And in Creations on Main, for the 2021 best all-around restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at Creations give you a complete dining experience. Tyreed out to start the bottom of the fourth inning, and he'll be facing 4, 5, and 6 in the Cortez lineup. Starting with the pitcher, Darren Day. So it'll be right on right. Make it left on right as Dave walks across the plate to the other side for the batting box on the left side. Reed stares in, has his sign. Here's the pitch. Going outside for a ball. Reed comes set and delivers. This is high. It's 2-0. Again, Reed Stinson. And the pitch. One's hit in the air, left side foul out of play. Reed has his sign. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Evens the count at two. The pitch. They're going to say that hit the back foot of Dave. Gastineau looks a little confused, but. The Dave will head to first, and Steve Ryer comes in and says, "What's going on?" He's saying it hit the ground, not his foot, and one plate umpire says, no, I think it hit his foot, and Steve says, talk with your other umpires to see if we can make sure we got the right call. So the umpires will get together, have a talk. And determined that the home plate umpire made what they believe is the correct call. I'm not sure if that's the case of them agreeing or them just not being able to see the call or see the play. So Braden Hallman will come to the plate. He's doubled today. There's a couple of RBIs, the two runs that the Panthers of Cortez have scored today for him. Runners going, pickoff throw over, they've got him. That'll go 1-3-6. On the put out. So cutting down the base runner. And so now with one out, Solomon will step to the plate. Reed stares in. Here's the pitch. Misses. Ball one. Allman steps out, now back in, and Reed's ready. There's the pitch. On the ground, back up the middle, and three. That's a base hit. And now Miles Frost will come to the plate. We're going to get a courtesy runner now. As number 32 will come out of the dugout.
Running for Montague to put in. Number 32, Dean York.
It'll be Dean York, the courtesy runner. Pitch to Frost is in there for a strike. Reed sets. And turns, throws over, York back in time. Here's the pitch. That misses low and outside. The count's even. Aces across the board. 1-1, 1-1. Delta leads 8-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the zone. 2-2. There's 1-2. Bounced over Gastineau, and York moves up 90 feet. Turns at second. Gastineau tracks that ball down, and count will be even at 2. Green takes a deep breath. It's back on the rubber. Stares in, has a sign. There's the pitch. Spout back to the screen. Count will remain even at 2. Ball shooting out of the dugout to grab that foul ball. Here's the pitch. Off speed in the dirt, and Gastineau throws the first to complete the double play. They're going to have the runner tagged out at third. York trying to sneak in and advance, and Delta wasn't having any of it, paying attention, and York thrown out at third. Third base coach down there just with his head down, can't believe the base running blunders. So it'll be 2-3-5 on the foot out of York at third. 2-3 on the foot out to complete the strikeout at first. So no damage done by Cortez in the fourth. We head to the top of the fifth with the top of Delta's lineup due up. Delta County School District would like to wish all of their students a happy and safe summer. Together, they create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so they can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school in life what you put into it. Study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District, caring, challenging learning, every student, every day. Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Clyde's Cafe in Delta. Clyde's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Folks come from all around to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking up. Clyde's Cafe open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County East. So Landon Kennel steps in against Dave. The pitch in the dirt. Ball one. The 1-0. Also bounced to the plate. It's 2-0. Kennel steps out now, back in. Here's the pitch. Taken high, and it's 3-0. So we'll see if Kennel's got the green light or not. He might with a squat up 8-2 here in the top of the fifth. I don't know. The pitch, he doesn't. Takes low.
That's a four-pitch leadoff walk for Delta. Allman will come out, talk to his pitcher, and Clay will come to the plate. There's the signs from Steve Ryer. It's Allman now. We'll drop back behind the dish. Clay loosens up a little bit there outside the box. Now steps in. Dave looks in, and he's ready now. Here's the pitch. He's going to lay down a bunt up the third base line. Dave fields it barehand and throws offline. It gets by the first baseman, Frost, and Clay will be held at first. Kennel gets all the way to third on the air. Now, Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Luke is one for two with a walk today, an RBI, a run scored. Runners on the corners for Delta. Short lead for Clay. Along by Frost. Clay's going. Pitch taken for a strike. Throw down is fielded in front of the bag, and Clay will have the stolen base. So, two more runners in scoring position for Delta. Gastineau with an 0-1 count at the plate. Left on right. Here's the pitch. One's hit in the air. Shortstop Carver tracking it. Makes the catch as he fades back. And that will be the first out of the inning. So pitcher Ty Reed will come to the plate now. Ty, 3 for 3, RBI, couple runs scored today. Dave looks in. There's the pitch. That one's high for ball one. Dave stares in, got his sign, and delivers. Swan's hit in the air on the right side. Frost into foul territory. Called off by the second baseman, Lemunyan, to make the catch. And now there's two outs, and Rylan Bynum will be up. Bynum, 2 for 2 with a double and a sack fly today. As an RBI and a run scored. Dave has a sign. Kicks and fires. Bynum takes ball one. Long look in for Dave. He's ready now. The pitch. Tails inside, and it's 2-0. The pitch. It's taken for a strike. Bynum steps out, now back in. And the pitch, fouled at the plate, evens the count at 2. Allman, about to talk to Dave. There's 2 outs here in the top of the 5th. Actually, Deuce is wild on the board because there's 2 strikes, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bynum would like to keep the inning going here. Braden Sprout waits on deck if we get that far. Here's the pitch. Lined into left field, just past Baxter's glove. They're going to wave Clay in from second, throws offline. Bynum around third on the overthrow. So a two RBI single for Bynum. The Delta adds two more runs to their lead. It's now 10-2. And Braden Sprout will step in left on right. Brado, one for two with a walk today, two RBI and a run scored. The pitch misses the zone for ball one. Dave stares in. Now he's set. The pitch. That'll miss. It's 2-0. Sprout steps out. Now back in. Here's the pitch. They're going to miss. Brado pulled his head just a little bit, not able to catch up with the ball. Here's the 2-1 delivery. This one's hit in the air to right. It's going deep. It is over the head of the right fielder, Lights. Sprout is not stopping, and he will be in head first to third. But tagged out at the bag. That'll be an RBI double for Brado, and he was thrown out trying to take that extra base. So that will end the inning, but not before Delta able to put, I think, three more runs on the board to make the score 11-2. So we'll head to the bottom of the fifth, and Ty Reed will be facing the bottom of the order for the Panthers of Cortez, 7-8-9. The 1935 Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your job done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-offs, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, power coating, sandblasting, so much more. Call them today at 874-7518, Dowdy Steel and Machine. We ask the chief to get your job done right. If you're ready to have the kitchen of your dreams, whether it's rustic, traditional, or contemporary, give Delta Cabinet Company a call. They can help make your dreams a reality. They have hundreds of design options and colors, wood and door styles to satisfy every design. Their in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. Don't put it off any longer. Stop in their showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. Located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit them online at deltacabinetcompany.com. So Parker Conrad steps in against Reed. That pitch misses for a ball. Reed stares in, has his sign. Here's the 1-0. That catches the inside corner for a strike to even the count. Long look in for Ty. He's ready now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the breaker. Ty comes back. And the pitch. That misses low and the count's even at 2. Reed's ready. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Off-speed pitch, strike three called.
That'll be the fourth strikeout for Ty here in the game. Make it the fifth. And I think we're going to get a pinch hitter now for Cortez. Pinch hitter going to be number 99, Jeremy Osment. So, Osment will step in. This will be a right-on-right matchup. Reed sets and delivers. The pitch misses for a ball. Looked close, but couldn't find the zone. And the pitch. Foul off, back to the backstop for the count's even. I think Osment may have been attempting to call time, but Reed had already gotten into his windup. The pitch, breaking ball, misses the zone somewhere. And it looked like it was at the knees. It might have been just inside. And the pitch. This one's going to be lifted into right field. Leho back on it, makes the catch. So two outs, and Gabriel Crowley will come to the plate. Crowley, actually, maybe a pinch hitter. It is indeed a pinch hitter. It's Brunson Lee. And he fouls the first pitch into the glove of Gastineau, and now we'll call time as Reed comes set. So Lee steps out, now back in. Reed's ready. Here's the 0-1 delivery. It's low. Count's even. Reed stares in. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Reed's ready. Here's the 1-2. Chop, left side, and stop. Reed shakes off a couple of signs. Now he's ready. And the pitch. One's going to be lined on the right field line. Leho over, dives, cannot come up with a catch. And that will be a two-out double for Samson Lean. And now,
Gastineau calls time. We'll walk out and talk to Reed. Give Leho some time to catch his breath. It's like Landon Clay will bring the ball over, and Leho may have knocked the wind out of himself a little bit out there in right field on the dive. Like we're going to get him. We're going to get a pinch runner out at second. It's going to be number 27, Terry Stevenmeyer. So Corey Carver will step in. He's 1-for-2. As throw to second, not in time to get Stevenmeyer. Carver scored one of Cortez's two runs today. Here's the pitch. Swings into center field. Sprout makes the call and makes the catch. So at the end of five, Delta leads 10, make it 11-2. Reminder, the winner of this game will face University in the first game next Friday, scheduled for 10 o'clock here at Butch Butler Field. Delta Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn, and garden, so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between with all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel Toro stuff, and so much more. Delta's Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Delta's Hardware, the helpful hardware place. You are pre-owned if you need a shop saving buy from Hellman Motor Company. In Delta, Hellman Motor Company is a family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, and new or pre-owned. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Ask about the Hellman Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Crowley and Likes both re-entered defensively for Cortez after being pinch hit for in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's like Dave's is actually, we're going to get a new pitcher as well. As it looks like Carver will be on the mound. Daves, I believe, will go back to third with Blackmer moving over to shortstop. So Carver going to face the bottom of Delta's order, Workman, Ficklin, and Delgado. Again, Delta leaves 11-2 as we begin the sixth inning. Looks like Blackmer will actually stay at third. And Dave, I think he said went into right field with lights moving to short. I believe. So Connor lines one fair down the third base line on the first pitch. He's digging for two, and he'll slide in for a leadoff double. Now, Eben Sticklin will come to the plate. Ebs 0 for 1 with a couple of walks today and an RBI. So, Eben, right on right against Carver. Carver's first pitch misses for a ball. Carver looks at Workman at second, now comes home. That pitch is low. It's 2-0. The pitch. This is outside, 3-0. Carver's got his sign and delivers. And that's another four-pitch walk to Sticklin. Not sure if that's by design or I think we're going to get a pinch runner for Evan. Put a little more speed on the base paths. Number 10. Clayton Cryer comes in to run for Sticklin. And we're going to get a pinch hitter as well. Logan Clay will be at the plate. So Logue steps in, right on right. The pitch. Pass the catcher, Holman. Runners will move up. Workman to third and Cryer to first, or to second. So two more runners in scoring position for Delta. They lead 11-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. Carver's got a sign, kicks and fires. This one's lifted into left field. Left fielder Conrad back on it. Workman tags, and he's headed to the plate. He will be in there head first safely. Try to throw down to get Cryer at second, who was off the bag, and Cryer dives back head first safely. So Delta now ahead by 10, 12-2. One out in the sack fly by Clay, and now Landon Kennel will come to the plate. Kennel has struck out, reached on a fielder's choice, been hit by a pitch, walked, scored two runs today. The pitch. This is inside for a ball. Cryer leads off the throw. Pickoff throw misses the second baseman, Lemunyan, and Cryer heads to third. So, for Cortez, when it rains, it pours right now. They're down by 10, 12-2 here in the top of the sixth. Throwing error by the pitcher allows the runner at second to advance to third. The pitch to Kennel misses inside, and it's 2-0. The pitch. That's low, and it's 3-0. Kennel steps out, now back in. And the pitch. Set the knees for a strike. Kennel taking the whole way. Carver's got his sign, now delivers. This one's going to be lined down the left field line, foul out of play. And that'll run the count full. The payoff pitch. This one might have been an off-speed pitch. It's fouled off to the left side as well. And the pitch. It's on the ground. Kind of a check swing. Shortstop likes to not field that, and that's an infield hit. And I think we're going to get another pitcher. After the RBI single by Kennel. You think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installation and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance Company today at 152 Main Street in Delta. Give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs. You know, there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance. That's right. It's State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I think that this is the days are quicker to cover it up. Second, black right out in right field. And now pitching for the Montevideo Cortez Panthers, number 20, Jared McDonald.
So Dave will go back to third. Blackmore heads to right field. Jarvis McDonald is the pitcher. Looks like Carver went to second, so McDonald will go into the batting order in the two-hole for LeMunyon. First pitch to Clay is a ball. Second pitch fouled off on the right side. Frost able to make the play. So with two outs, Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. The pitch into center field. Center fielder Crowley makes the catch to retire Delta. Not before they put two more on the board. It's 12-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available, crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. They use 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning right there in the restaurant. It's their way of assuring you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. May not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. Delta Health knows the reasons you trust them to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why the people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and even being there through their end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that they can be a part of, and the reasons why they love working here. To see more reasons why their patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthshow.org. Delta Health, the countrywide healthcare system. Do you need help to relax, or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Ty Reed out for the bottom of the sixth inning. He's going to face the middle of the lineup. It's actually going to be 2-3-4 for Cortez. It's Jarrett McDonald, who came in to pitch in relief and got the last two outs of the sixth inning, or top of the sixth for Cortez, will be at the plate. Actually, it's going to be Evan Lemunyan who will re-enter. The pitch is going to be hit into right field. That'll drop for a base hit. Leho will pick it up and throw it in. So a leadoff single for Cortez. He needs at least one run in this inning to keep the game going. He starts it off the way they'd like to. Make it two runs. Delta's ahead 13-2. Reed spins and throws the first. Lemunyan back in time. I forgot about the RBI single that Kennel had in the top of the inning that scored the 13th run. The pitch is bounced to the plate, stopped by Gastineau. One and oh to Blackmon. And the pitch on the ground to short. Clay up with it. The second for one. And I think that's Logan Clay out there at second. So Clay to Clay on the putout on the fielder's choice. And now Darren Days will come to the plate.
Number 25.
Days was walked and hit by a pitch and scored a run today. Blackmer with a good lead out at second, or first, excuse me, held on by Bynum. There's the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Reed stares in. He's got his sigh. And the pitch. That is outside. Counts even at one then. Reed looks over. It's Blackbird first. Now comes Seth. Here's the pitch. Then the dirt runner's going. Gastineau up firing and not inside. That'll be a stolen base for Blackmon. Two and one will be the count today as Reed waits for his sign. Blackmon with a big lead out there at second. Play Logan, excuse me, Landon. Play moving in behind him. Now back to his position at short. There's the pitch. This is the outside as Gastineau attempts to frame it and unsuccessful. Here comes Keaton Ryer out of the dugout. I think this is just going to be a conversation of getting Ty locked back in and just relaxing him just a little bit. As might be pressing from the mound just a touch. So conversation's over. Three and one will be the count today. Here with one out, a runner on second. Delta leads 13-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Reed stares in. He's got a sign. And they'll spin, try to get the pickoff to second. It was close. Play saying, I just did not get the tag down in time. That was my bad. Reed again stares in. Looks at Blackmer at second, who's taking a step back towards the bag. And the pitch. That's going to be ball four. So, the tying runs at second, go ahead, run it first, and Braden Holman will come to the plate. He's 2-for-2 with a double today. Couple of RBIs. Right on right. Bynum will be playing behind the runner at first. Timeout called. So Holman will step in. Reed's got his sign. Looks at Blackmer second. Here's the pitch. At the strike. Delta would love to roll two here and get on the bus and go home with a victory. Here's the pitch. At the strike on the inside. 0-2 the count to Holman. Reed is ready. And the pitch. Slow roller back to Reed. Goes to second. Clay to first. Not in time. So we'll get Dave's at second on the 1-6 fielder's choice for the second out of the inning. Blackmer, at third. I think I misspoke earlier saying tying and go ahead run. The run at third is not a, the runner at third is not as, it's not important because Delta's ahead by 11. If he scores, they're still ahead by 10. The runner at first is more important as that pitch to Frost is in for a strike because that would put Delta up by only 9 and Cortez would avoid the run rule 10 after 5. So the pitch, this is low. So Delta, not necessarily concerned about the runner at third scoring, but definitely need to be concerned about that runner at first scoring. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Reed. Can be fouled off back to the backstop. So again, the winner of this game advances to next week to face University. 10 o'clock back here at Butch Butler. Here's the pitch. Bounce to the plate, gets away from Gastineau, and flip to Reed, who's covering. They've got the runner picked at third, and he is out to end this ball game. The wild pitch scores Blackmore from third. Holman, trying to advance to third from first, is thrown out by the catcher Gastineau, and Delta will win this ball game 13-3 to advance to play University next week. Actually, it'll be later this week, because today's Sunday, and that game will be Friday at 10 a.m. You can hear my coverage of that game. Not sure if it'll be on our radio partner, the Monkey, or if it will be here on Audio Sports Online, but you better believe I will be back here at Butch Butler on Friday. A great pitching performance from Ty Reed today, as he pitched 5 innings, had 5 strikeouts, no walks, did not allow a run at the plate today. See if I can find a standout performance. Ryland Bynum went 3-for-3 with a sac fly, had a double, a couple runs scored, and 3 RBI. So good job for him. And once again, Delta 13, Cortez 3, as the revenge tour continues. Delta knocking off Cortez after dropping one to them earlier this season. So I guess there's nothing left to say, but talk to you next week. Have a good day, folks.